The Rambam paskins in Erechaim, the Mitzvahs, to the case of Dalad, and the din of Shachmanis. Im Shalech Manis Lerei, if someone sends Shachmanis to his friend, who any reason to Kabul, my Merchel, my Merchelai, and his friend doesn't want to accept it. He tells him, no thank you, doesn't want to take it. Who is Merchel him? Yatsa. Shamazak, he's Yatsa. You brought the Shachmanis, Yatsa, the Mitzvah Shachmanis, even though Yana did not take it. Pichadish, fact of Ramah, he said, Manoli, Chir is there. Where does he have this? We lost the mock of such a din. Pichadish is asking, it's not mistabil. Chirish Nachman is only if he takes it. If he doesn't take it, Chirish Nachman is the mitzvah. So there's a covenant psalm on the rush in first break in Gilmore, his test. He wants to say that the mock of the Ramah is a Mishnah in the Dharm. The Mishnah is up in the Dharm. That person makes the neder, he's neder no machaber, so it says his friend that he cannot have any hanok of him, in ma'itin kuchitim lebenoi v'chavishayayin. Unless he gives the kuchitim v'shtei chavishayayin, that's the moshe gives, and two barrels of wine to his son. So the Mishnah says, according to the Chaman, after many nesim lebenoi, even if he doesn't give it to his son, yochol leim hareini king l'skabalti. He's able to say to him, hareini king l'skabalti, as if I got it, if you get, even though he's saying it for his son, it's an extra chedish. The person that made the nether could say, it's as if you gave it to me already, and the nether is mutta. You don't have to be mat the nether is mutta. So time to cover in Istanbul, if Hareini King Niskabati helps finish the rice of the Dorim, it's considered as if you got it to take off the nether, so Koshki should help him Mr. Dabonim of Shachmanis. That's the Mokad Ramah. But Pichadish, maybe Pichadish in the some sefer Tshuva in Erechaim Simin Kutzagav, I think he wants to say that maybe Pichadish also knew this, but Pichadish wants to be machalim. Pichadish wants to say for some reason Hareini King Unskabati would not help, even if you learn that's what the Ramah means. God, I think this should be deicher because if you look in the Ramah's lashon, he doesn't say Hareini King Unskabati. The Ramah just says Im Shneich Manas Lerei, but he narrates in the Kabbalah by Mecholai, he doesn't want to take it. It was Mecholim. Yatsid, Yatsid. So the Kovan Samuel is being matched that the Rosh means where he said, Hareini King Skabalti. He says it's as if I took it. That's the Chariduk Madrega. But even if you learn that's what the Ramah means, and even if you learn that's what the Pichodesh Chelagon, Pichodesh says it doesn't help, you have to understand what's the Machaikas. So the Chemsaik wants to say that the Machaikas of Chariduk Madrega is telling him what's the time of the midst of Shachmanis. So the Chemsaik says, we find in and the Shayim and the Chemainim two timim. The Mitzvah Shachmanis. There's a Truma Sedeshin who clears the Shaila, who he asked the Kasha actually, I'm not sure if he's clearing it well, Namaisa, he asked the Shaila, can you give Yetzir Shachmanis with Begodim? Can you give to your friend two Begodim and Yetzir Shachmanis? Some people say, well, like Begodim, we prefer Begodim, give it two nice Begodim, can Yetzir Shachmanis with that? So the Truma Sedeshin says, no, he cannot be Yetzir Begodim. First of all, he says, the Megillah states that the Kodim was Monis. So the Taich of Monis means food. Poshut means to be magish, to give someone a portion of something to eat, and even machalom b'charam estate should be prepared food, should be cooked already, should be cooked food. That's the first reason. The second reason the Mizdashim says is, what's the whole time of the Tekan of Shachmanis? And that's the Mizdashim, the Chayyar Chiddish, he said the whole time of the Tekan of Shachmanis was, k'day that the Niyim should have what to eat to Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim was the main Tekan on Purim, and it was a very big important Tekan. And Chazal wanted to be misakin that even for Aniyim who don't have anything, who don't have what to eat or anything extra special what to eat, the misakin Shachman is k'day that Aniyim should have what to eat. And the Shema session explains that the din of Shachman goes even to Ashirim, the reason is k'day shenavash mishe'enlo. Chazal was misakin that everyone should be giving out Shachman if they really had a din that Aniyim should get. But because everyone is busy holding Shachman, it's because k'mtois, the Aniyim get, the Ashirim get, everybody gets. And the real tekan was for the Aniyim, the question should have what to eat. The main was Dr. Shimon Sedeshin. If the main tekona of Shachmanis was that the name Shabbati, the main has to be Macholim, and it cannot be Begodim. Agav, the Shimon Sedeshin explains that Bemis, the mitzvah of Matanus of Yenim, is also for the same reason. That the Yenim should have, they wanted to give an extra tekona, that Yenim Shabbati to Sudas Purim. The main tekona was the Sudas Purim. He doesn't explain what was bothering him, but I think what was bothering Shimon Sedeshin is that the mitzvah stuck is a mitzvah every day. It's found in Evian, Machmanis son, he's more than an Ani, he's an Evian, his mitzvah stuck every day. What's the summer Purim? Purim is a hell of a target, of course. This is something special, the mitzvah of Stavka on Purim. Chayr doesn't really have Shaykhah. Gets stuck every day. The Teretz is, Matan Sevirim, Zakhtum Sedeshim, is also a special takana on Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim was the main Dagon. They wanted the Yidin to say, fair enough to be Msamech, Sutif Kresidachin to be Msamech and Purim to have a Sudas Purim. And they, therefore, they Masak and Frisco's Shalom from Honest to help that Niyam out. And even the Ashim, we only give Kadesh and Abayash Mishaeli. And Matan Sivirin was something extra for the Niyam. Now, here he doesn't explain why they make Matan Sivirin to be from Macholim. So it says, Maisa with money, you can buy food. I think even according to this, Yizuch cannot be answered with Tansi Vayim with Begodim. Because Begodim, I mean, you can sell it, but it's a little bit difficult to transfer Begodim into food. But if you give money, the money they can buy food. Hakashteit, our person can say that the Shia, Matan Zavyayin, was a Shia Suda. The Shia Suda is Purim. Whatever it is, so if people are not sure how much it is, say $5, $20, how much is it just a simple roll and something small suda was maybe more of a covered suda sperm, but the shia matan sevirim should be a shia of a suda. So this would go like the Tum Sedeshin Svara, that the whole din of matan sevirim is a din in suda sperm. They want to be masakin, the yerim should have suda sperm, and then he says that that's the din of shachman, so shachman is the ikka, for again, for the neem they have what to eat, and we only give their shirim. They made it to come that everyone should give just the Kadesh and Abayash Mishain line. So that's the Akaponim, that's the Tumas Sedeshin. But the Tum Sedeshin brings down, there's another time for Shach Monis, but then the Sefer Monis Levi. The Monis Levi is the Kadmain, the Lamban will know that the only status of the Megillah and Purim state in Monis Levi. It's not an easy Sefer, it's not a Lysa Sefer, but it's a Grace Yisraeli Sefer, and all in Yenik from the Megillah and Purim. And in that Sefer, the Monis Levi says a different reason for the Tekana of Shachmanis. He says the reason is Kedei Mahaba Shom Vereis. And the Monis Levi says it should be Hepech Mimasha Tzaba Oyev Haman Rasha. The opposite of what the Tzaba Oyev and Haman Rasha said in Klai Yisrael, Yeshna Na Melchad Mufuz Mufur. Haman Rasha said in Klai Yisrael, there's one arm, they're separate, they're not together, they don't have Achdus. That was his, when he said Mufuz Mufur, he meant to say Shkabu Shach also. And that's what Chazal was talking. Shach one is to go, no, we're not Mufuz Mufur. I think this reason is a little bit more well known. The Shiva Chiddush, the whole Mokka for this is the Monis Levi. Some say there's not any other Mokka. The whole Mokka for this reason, Shach one is to Mab Shom Vereis, comes to the Monis Levi. According to the Monis Levi, maybe it's back Shver, why can't you give Begodim, that kasha? Why is that Shach one to be with the Tafka food? We're going to get that soon. Okay, also if you're going to be with Dayak in the Lashon of Manos, that the Tekana was on Manos, was on Macholim. It's supposed to be Macholim B'chonim. And then a lot of places say, really should be some food that they would use for the
Amda. The Amda being in 5-7-8, you left on that one.
Right. Okay, very good. Well, we have two time in for the mitzvah shachmanis. Two mitzvahs says the reason is to give that niyam what to eat to suit the sperm, and we only give the shirim again shalom vashmi shemli. And the Monis Levi says the reason is because the rab shom veis. The main of some say for this could be the machlokes more and the pichadish. If the reason is out to be according to Monis Levi to rab shom veis. Then Karen King of Swati helps also. Then you could say, like Jeremiah, that as long as you brought it, as everyone's up to English, it's a thought that counts. You brought it to me, thank you very much, I feel very good, but I don't need it, give it to somebody else. You don't really have to accept it. The guy came to you, hey, brought you Shachmanis, you feel good, it brings Shalom Vereis. That itself is enough. But if the time of the kind of Shachmanis is every two of Eshen, that the Neem Sheva to eat, and we're only giving that shim Kadesh of Ayas Mishaim, you have to take it. The Neem have to take it. The Neem have to have for the Suda's Purim, and the Ash has to take it also Kadesh of Ayas Mishaim, like that everyone should be like to take it. The man wants to say, that's the Machak is the. Well, he says in Shach Manas, you want to take it next step.
He doesn't say Reyes on Matan Zavirin, he says Reyes on Shach Manas.
Matan Zavirin, according to Mr. Deshin, is also for Suda's Purim. According to the Mas Levi, what's the reason for the Matan Zavirin? It could be his dam stuff.
It's not going to be. Is there anything that's about it by Zadok?
I don't know. You don't know Matapish, my guy, if a person is Jates, gets a Mr. Zadok. If someone says anything, Zavati, it's dam not. It's dam not. You didn't really swipe anything, you didn't give him. But that's some sort of style. I mean, it's a little bit more. He's a little bit more mayach and he wants to say that pichodish, that the way he phrases the kash on Ramah, menoling or Ramah does chiddish, means Ramah does chiddish. But since it says menoling to be machri, and this machrik is trumas leshen and the manus levi. How does Ramah know to be machri and this machrik? That's what he wants to say.
It's
in Chuvus, yes. It's just some sefer simin. Let's see what simin is. Simin kuf tzadik vav. Very fine simin kuf tzadik vav. I saw in the state from Nichus Yosef. It's from Machaber from his Rashiva and Adam Goldberg from Leibrachet. And this is Yosef Leshinsky. There's a chinam Leibrachet. You look in the state, you see Adam Goldberg. And at the end of the state, it's in Samach Dalet. He wants to say, he says, the Quintus Machoikis, the monoslavic possession, the way that Samsef explains, we could explain another shayna. And there's Voklez and Megillah that Zion and Ralph. The Chayotin speaks about it, the Allah also speaks about it. But it's really there's Voklez. It's in Oshir. Can he be yotze shachmanis with a very simple shachmanis? Does the gvi have to give a shachmanis to fi oishrei? Does gvi have to give according to his how rich he is? And the makabel also, do you have to give according to the makabel's wealth? The makabel is a great gvi. The only bottle of wine he'll look at it has to be at least a $20 bottle of wine, $50 bottle of wine. Can he be yotze to give him a $4 bottle of wine? You know? Does it have to be a fi oishrei? It's like that as well. If it's too posh, if it's a shachmanis for the man. Are you yes with that? But it happens to be too machol, or yes with that not? So again, there's Vokla has this, and the Chayon speaks about it, and Bilocha speaks about it also. So this is the Nechabra, this is the Nechasyasa, wants to say, should be telling you this. If the Tamar of the Kona is to be Mabashon Vereyas, Kim Zogan has to bring a Fiyashra, it has to be, you can't go bring a Gavir if it's a very poor Shachmanis, you're not bringing Mabashon Vereyas, but that brings something that means something to him. If it's a nice Shachmanis, that means something, that's Mabashon Vereyas. But if the time of the Kana was to give them the and what to eat, them only giving the Ashirim, Kadeshim, and Vais Mishainli, then you could be Yitzha with the poor Shachmanis also, because it's something that the Raman would have in his Suda. That
so he would eat. Even on a slave, you don't have to give him food, you can give him something that's matcha to save him something.
Oh, we asked him that before. Yeah, well, how about the term of Sedashim class that then if you could be Yitzha with God, then what about quoting him on a slave? But according to the first time of the term of Sedashim, you cannot be Yitzha with the golden, because it has to be monos, it has to be food. And
it's food, but if the non slave doesn't say, it says
since the Megillah says that the Kana was Meshloyach Manas, you should send Manas, the world is not, the Bini Tzion was to be Mechadish, to be Yetzir the Mitzvah properly, you should do it as a Shliach. You don't just give the Shach Manas, you have a Shliach give him, a Shloyach Manas, you send it to a Shliach. So how can you do that? The gift is going to be Meshloyach to get the Shach Manas. It's the Mechitzes Mosatayna that even if you want to make a diik, you can only make a diik if there's a tam behind. There's no tam, there's no svar at all why it should be a day shliach, then the chayis lav davka. Then you will make this diik. If you have a svar behind it, then you can make the diik. There's many ones to say, could be telling you this. If the reason for giving shachmanis is like the manas levi, to be mabashon vareyas, then it's the svar, but there's no reason to do it a day shliach. If I can't, when you bring it yourself, you bring more shachmanis vareyas. You can't be, you have it sent, the delivery company, but it's less shambhas. You come yourself, you drive through Lakewood traffic, and you come to the guy's house, you bring him shachmanis. It's much more mabashon vareyas. It's mistabra that there's no din aydei shliach. But if the reason is to give the anim what to eat on Purim, then it's okay. Then maybe be my aydei shliach. Because you want to
everybody, then
you're not. But we give everyone shliach vashmi she'enga. You're right.
Yeah,
but that's again, it's an inyan like the Rambam zok and peg yud hil smat and sanim al chaches. When the bainus is fuck is that the makabel doesn't know who the nice is. It's even better if you would send aydei shliach and not tell him who it is. Okay, if the reason is to be mabishon veres, you'd want him to know who it is. But if the reason is just to give the name what to eat, and he has a stalker, then maybe it's better he should not know who it is. So there's be two other nafkamins maybe in this shayla. There's another chiddush in the Bach in our Chaim Simtov Yisarkei. The Bach says that a few and only in Spanish and Stocker is mechuyis to give matnas matanis not yenim. There's a pichodish in that Bach also. The pichodish is in that Bach. Where does he get that from? He says it's not mistaber. Only in Spanish and Stocker should go take Stocker to give Stocker. Like, what's the purpose of that? He's taking the sukkah to go give the sukkah. Like, what's the purpose of that? I was trying to think, maybe he should be telling you a little bit in the Saras, but the Chayyid Shvayah coins both Saras. The Bach is a bit of Sarchi, and the Bach is a din. You have to give Matan and Tanis Levianim, and if you don't even smell some sukkah, he takes some sukkah to the Kaimis Mitzis also. He takes some sukkah to buy his matzis and to do his avocasis, he takes for this mitzvah also. But if you heard this year, since the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah from stokah, it's that mistava that you should take from stokah to get the stokah. That's the machlokes of the Bach and the Pirosh. It's another babusta halacham on Purim. The Mokka is the Gemara Megillah, the Zayin and Beis, when some people have a special kishmak in this halacha. Omer Rava, Mechai Vinish Shem Sumi Apu Yab Leyada, Bein Or Haman Vach Malachai. Special halacha to be shikka, to push it to become shikka, from Rashi says, from Shtiyas Yayin, from drinking wine on Purim. That's Taka Dalach and Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way the Bavos Nagam Mashiv knows this, but there's one reason that was Mavatl, this whole mitzvah. The Balmoa in Megillah, of the day of Zayin Mabez, and on the Rif, it's printed, it comes out, Dafkimu Mabez, Vidafi Arif, he brings down Meshem Ben Ephraim, one of the big Yishrenim, that says that this din became bottle. You're not knowing today to become shirk anymore. And he says the reason is from the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says after that, the famous Maisa, Rabbi Rav Zeira of the Suda Spurim Bahadi Adadi. Rabbi Rav Zeira held the Suda Spurim together. Ifsun, Rabbi became shirker. Come Rabbi Shachting of Zeira. And some of the Gemara says, Rabbi got up, he shachted of Zeira. Lamocha, and the next day, at the sound of the Hail Gamarim, they had Mamash Akayach of Kedusha, they were to be Mamash Machai Mason, they dive in a Zeshtak, and they maybe because it was such a terrible thing that happened, that they would dive in Rachmanis, and Abzeir was Machai Mason. Well, Shana, the next year, Omalei, Nesim Abinabis to the Spurim Bahadidah. Again, Rabbi came to Abzeir and said, no, let's probably not come to the Spurim. And this time, Omalei, Abzeir said to him, Loi Bechol Shaitre Shaitre Nisa. Not every year, you can have a nest. He says, no, I'm not taking a chance. Not this year. So Zotu Ben Ephraim, since that might have happened, they mabatal the whole din of becoming Shikam Purim. The Balmos says, well, not only the Higa came, we're not knowing like the Ben Ephraim. In other words, we do get Shikam. But there's one day in the Rishonim that takes off the whole halacha based on this Gemara. The Pichadosh is the Pashta Kasha on this Ben Ephraim. He says, if they were mabatal the whole Takana of being, of the whole din of Rava, to become Shikam Purim. So why the next year was Abzeir afraid to eat with Rabbah? When Rabbah came and told him, let's make a Suda, if they already move up, so what did Rabbah mean? Rabbah meant, let's make some Suda's Purim, we're not getting Shikha. So what was Abzeir afraid? What did Abzeir say?
Could have been an Ashurus, Mishkin, could you?
What?
Also, Ashurus, you'd still be allowed to.
Is fate always to eat with him? He said, this guy had chicken. No, Rabbi Lechari only became chicken because of a mitzvah. Rabbi Nata, I don't think we're treating it to become chicken, not for the mitzvah. They were about to, it's Masha for the Gemara. They weren't about to, they were still afraid. How could the Ben Ephraim say they were about to? So I think the Teretz is that the Ben Ephraim has been shown the Gemara. The Ben Ephraim weren't in a family. They were not about to that year. After this might happen. And the next year, when Rabbi came to Zeir and he said, let's make the Suda again, at that point, they were not Mabatul. When Zeir answered him, no, and he said, La Bechol, Shaita, Shaita, Sachas Nisha, Zeir was Mabatul. That's what Zeir meant. Zeir said, no more, we're not drinking anymore, because La Bechol, Shaita, Shaita, told him, Shandig Mur. It wasn't that Zeir told him, we won't eat with him. Maybe forget. Maybe Zeir said, you can come, we'll have some sperm together, but we're not drinking anymore. Everybody knows the Gemara that Zeir said, no, I'm not going to eat with you. Because La Bechol, Shaita, Shaita, Zachas Nisha, we had a nest place here, I don't want to go through this again, I'm not going to eat with you. But according to Ben Ephraim, I think he's learning the Gemara, that he wasn't saying I want to eat with you, he said he was sleeping with Vatil, the din of becoming Shikha. And that's the Mokka, because that is another Kashi Ben Ephraim, you know, where did the Gemara say the Mavatil? Where did the Gemara say the Mavatil? I think this is, tell me. Well, Ben Ephraim learns that they were Mavatil from this Maisa, but the first Kashi is, I mean, we do see in the Fereshi Gemara, they're Mavatul, and the way the Pichosh is the Kasha on the mice itself, why was Abzeir afraid to eat with him if they're Mavatul? But the way we're learning, that's the way we're in Ephraim and learn the Gemara. So in the Gemara, they weren't Mavatul, and Abzeir was Mavatul. This is the Mokka, this line in the Gemara, where Abzeir said,
Loi. Why would
he? Because he saw him,
but I didn't
get him,
so
he
didn't
learn his lesson. Okay, so this is Mavatul. By where? They were Mazakin
the Takana. They waited a year to be Mazakin.
I said, it's all going on in the Shana Cheres over here. And this might go Lashana says the next year was when they move out, according to the Bain families. Okay, let's go back to the first Mishnah Megillah. We know the famous Mishnah says that the Purim is for Krochim, for big cities, Purim is on Yidal. And for Kfarim, for the small villages, that the small villages in Mesakin that they could be carrying the Yom HaKnisa. The small villages they didn't have, Rashi says, they weren't Bekiyin, have to do Kriya Satayr. So they needed to come into the big city to have someone laying for them. So Mesakin that they could be carrying Megillah the Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa means the Monday or Thursday before Purim. Because Monday and Thursday they were coming anyway. Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, they were coming in anyway. That was the day the Bati Dinim opened, and that's the day they were coming anyway. So we didn't make them come in special on Purim Yudal. When they're coming in anyway, the Monday or Thursday before, that's when they're going Megillah. And then there's another din that a Yeris Mekevus Chayma, they have Megillah on Shushan Purim. They're going Megillah on Tesvav. So we have three times. It's either on Tesvav Shushan Purim for the Yeris Mekevus Chayma, or it's Yudal for all the other big cities, or it's for Yom HaKnisa, the Kulim for before. The Shaila in the Shainim is, what about Kfarim, the small little villages were Mekepes Chaim and Mesi Shuv Benan? What if you have a small village that was Mekepes Chaim and Mesi Shuv Benan? When do they lay? So it's three sheets in the Shainim. The Kvega, the text of Kvega Mishnayis brings down three sheets. Taisus sheets is that the Kfarim that were Mekepes Chaim, they have to lay on Tesvav. They talk after lay on Shushan Purim. They don't have the kum law of Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa goes only on regular Purim, not Mekevus Chaim. The Mekevus Chaim, they talk a lay on Tesvav, like every Mekevus Chaim. The Ran says that they have the Shus B'Yodom. It's their choice. They have a choice if they want to lay either on Tesvav, Shushan Purim, or if they want to lay in Yom HaKnisa on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. But they cannot lay in Yudalad, because Yudalad they have no Shaykhus with. Either they can go with their halacha of kfarim and they're going to lay on the Yom HaKnisa, which is Monday or Thursday before, or they're going to go with their halacha of Mekevus Chaim. What? Let's say it doesn't come out. Maybe the Yom HaKnisa of Tesvav. Maybe it could be. I'm not sure. That would be the Yom HaKnisa for them of Tesvav. Maybe. And the Ramban is the third sheet. The Ramban holds they have a choice whatever they want. They could either do Yom HaKnisa the Monday or Thursday before, or they could do Yudal, or they could do Tesvav. They could do anyone. They have all three. So three sheets of Shem. What's the Machoikas? So the first sheet, the Taisa sheet, that these Kfarim or Mekevus Chaim, they cannot do Yom HaKnisa. They have to do Tesvav. I think it's machoikas. But this is going with the sheet that they cannot. That they have to do that. Once they're stuck on the Yom HaKnisa, it's like Yom HaKnisa.
When you say that Tesvav is Rishus,
right?
If you say Tesvav is Rishus, that means that every Yom HaKnisa is Rishus.
Maybe.
Why would they be different than anybody else?
I hear you saying. So Mustan. Okay, could be.
It's Mukhrach, what he's saying, that Yom HaKnisa is Rishus.
Yeah, maybe. So Yom HaKnisa is always a Rishus. And that's around Cheetah that. Every other kfarim has a rishus of Yom HaKnisa or Yudal, so they have a rishus of Yom HaKnisa or Tesvav. And the man is in Chush Lekshid, they have a choice of all three, either Yom HaKnisa or Yudal or Tesvav. Let's start with Taisa. Taisa is that these kfarim, Mekevus Chaim, do not have the kum of Yom HaKnisa. They have to lay in Tesvav. Why? We always make all for the kfarim. Let them lay in the Yom HaKnisa. Why should we? Like the Gemara says one of the reasons we're making for them is because they're Mesakim Muslim, the Mayim for their Skedayim. So it's because they do that for us, and it's also hard for them to come in, and they're coming in anyway at the Yom HaKnisa, Yom Beis Hashani, we're making for them. So why are we not making for them for their Mekevus Chaim? So I think the Shatan Taisus understood that Purim is Yudalid is a zecha for the Algamin and Nes for Purim. If you look in the Megillah Pashut, the reason for Shushan Purim is a special zecha for the second Nes. And Shushan is a double Nes, that they had an extra day to be Noikim from Mebeim. Not only Yigimel, they had Yudalid, they had 2 days to be Noikim from Mebeim. And Mela, we were Masakim for them. Shushan Purim is zecha for the Nes that they had an extra day. Is the Mela, the Tosis held that this thing that we always make of the Kfarim, regular Kfarim, to be to be makkav yom kinesis, because you daven is a lubin labdafka. As long as you have a zecha for Purim, for the ma'isa Purim, any day you do it, you have a zecha. You can be makdim and have a zecha for the ma'isa Purim. But if you want to have a zecha for shushan for the extra nest, that has to be dafka tesvav. You can't be making on that. You can be making on your daven because you're having Purim. You're having a zecha for the algamein nest of Purim. Your daven is just the algamein nest, the regular nest of Purim. If you want to make a zecher for the nest of Shushan Purim, that has to be Tesvav. If it's not going to be Dafka on Tesvav, then you're not having any zecher for Shushan. You're just having a zecher for the regular nest. So that's Tesvav Shita, I think. The Tesvav holds that the Kfar Makdim Yom Knista is only for the Kfar not Mekabes Chayma. But once it's Mekabes Chayma, and then Mechuyiv to be masked in the nest of Shushan, made it a Mechuyiv Dafka Tesvav. But the other Yishenim Achayim, the other Yishenim hold that just like we always make a Kfar that they could go to Yom Knista, they could go back to Yom Knista. And like we said, the Ran holds they could go back to Yom Knesa, or they could do Yom Tesva, which is that day, but they cannot do Yom Yidal. They have no shaykhs with that. The Kfarim Kevas Chemos. Either they do Yom Knesa, or they're going to do the Yom Tesva. But the Ran holds that they could do whatever they want. They could do Yom Knesa, Yidal on Tesva. So I think the Ran holds once we were oikar ready Yom Tesva from the Kfarim. And we told them, maybe that's the Ban. Once we were already Yom Tesvav, and we told them they could be Makmi Yom Knisa, and maybe we'll make on them that they could do Yudal also. It's also a day of Purim. Because vice versa, Tesvav is not Dafka by them. Once we make on them, maybe we'll make on them both. And that'll be the Shish. But Akapan is the sound of the species of Shannon, and Tesvav Kerigam Mishnai is the first piece in the Gilon Beans is down. That Kfarim, which are Mekepes Chayma, what's the din? The Tosfos holds that they don't have the din of Yom Knisa, it's Dafka Tesvav, and the Ran holds they do have the din of Makmi Yom Knisa. Or Yom Tesvav, but not Yudalim, and then Van Hol is any one of the three. It could be in try to explain, try to understand the Machlokes. And the Ikedin, the Kfarim, which are Makdim, Yom Knesa, again, Rashi and the Rav brings it down, also says that the reason why they were Makel for these Kfarim is because Poshet, they were Maratzim, and they were from small village people, and very often no one knew how to lane, and they had to come in to the Iyah to have someone lane for them. Of Fekun Kivega Kasha, how could a Ben Iyah be Moitzi the Ben Krach? If they came in on the Yom Knesa, which would be Yidalaf Yibez, Yigimu Yidalaf, Tesin Yivamas, Taf Yidalaf, Tesin Yivamas, Taf Yidalaf, the Kirk brings it down. He brings down Tesin Yivamas, means Yishalmi, that says, if Yidalaf brings down Yishalmi, that says that a Ben Iyah cannot be Moitzi the Ben Krach. So it's a Befeisha. So what's Pshat and Rashi saying that the Bnei Kfar are coming into Yitzah?
Because of that, I said that the Bnei Kfar is because of that.
But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi might say that. But on Rashi, the Rashi says, "Okay, the way he says, it might be the Shami that brings down." Yes, the might was from Rashi. But first of all, Tosfos still says if you look in Tosfos does not say that a Ben Iyah cannot be Moitzi Ben Krach. Tosfos says a Ben Iyah cannot be Moitzi a Ben Tesvav. Someone whose day is Tzalein Yudalev cannot be Moitzi someone whose day is Tzalein. Yeah, Shushan Purim, Tesvav. It doesn't say that someone who's day to lane Ben Yudalim cannot be Moitzi the Kfarim who are laning on Yom Knesa. So it's very so, what's the Mechalak? If it says a few sources in Mechalak, I don't really understand what he's saying, and Kivega obviously held there's no Chilak. Kivega held that just like Tosfos says, Yishami says that a Ben Yudalim cannot be Moitzi Ben Tesvav, the same way, a Ben Yudalim cannot be Moitzi someone who's laning Yom Knesa. Ben Fah, Kivega, what's Pshat and Rashi? So Kirig wants to say, like a practice pshat in Rashi, that it could be Rashi means that it wasn't that the Ben Yudalim was being waited for the Ben Kfar. It could be the Ben Yudalim was just makri b'fnei him. They would read it from him, and then the Bnei Kfarim would be able to read, would be able to repeat after them being of b'mila. They didn't know how to read themselves, so they were laying the beginning for them, and they would read after them being of b'mila. As I talked to Kivega. But my question to Kivega was, I didn't understand that, how could you say that the Ben Yidalev is just reading for them and the Kfarim, the Maratzim, would just repeating if the Milo Milo, because that Mechor would be Karan Alpeh. The Mishnah says in the second Karan Alpeh Leyotzev. You have to name from Megillah.
They
didn't know
how to use it.
So I was thinking, that's what Kivega means, that they didn't know how to read out in the Kudus Pashas, and the person read in front of them, and when he's reading, they were able to repeat Milo Milo by looking, so they were able to read from Megillah. They just needed the Kudus. The only problem with that is, then why did they have to come in? For that, they could have had one person in the village could have had a chumash and he could have read along with you from the chumash from the Megillah of the Kudus. So if it's just the problem of the Kudus, then one could read to you and then you could read back for him and you could read along. Minga b'minga, have to say it in the Kudus. But then thinking like Shon was saying, maybe the problem is no truck. The question of the time of the niggin, the trap, and that's what you have. But that's a little bit dachuk in the lashon. Kivegi says that they answer back mingo b'mingo. I think when you idling for someone, when you're in trap, you don't do mingo b'mingo. I think you do pasuk for pasuk or half a pasuk for half a pasuk. But kinsley, that's what Kivegi means. But the nice that says like a kasha. According to Rashi, what does he do with the Shishami and Texas kasha and Yeromis? That hakad ben yidan, you might see a ben kfar. That's Kivegi's terrors that they were making them. Sure. Good point.